Now, previous year we began a discussion based on the Gemara Daf Samach Aleph. If Kivrei Akum are Metame Ba'oil, which of course has direct relevance to the question if a Kohen may enter a non-Jewish cemetery. If Kivrei Akum are not Metame, then a Kohen may enter a non-Jewish cemetery. Otherwise, he would be obviously prohibited from entering a non-Jewish cemetery. And the Gemara quoted the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai based on the pasuk in Yecheskel, "Vatem tzoyni tzoyn marisi adam atem, atem kruyim adam ve'ein ha'adam ve'ein akum kruyim adam." And therefore, since the pasuk that speaks about the halacha of tumas oil uses the word adam, adam ki yomas oil, so therefore we learn that only Yisraelim, the din of tumas kfarim, tumas oil only applies by Yisrael, not by Akum. However, Tosfos asks a question. He says that the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph, says the Ramea explains that the Pasuk says, Ashiyasa Oysa Odom V'chai Bahem, says the Gemara, says Ramea, Kehanim V'Levim V'Yisraelim Loi Nemar. The Pasuk doesn't speak about Kehanim V'Levim or Yisraelim. Elo, the Pasuk says, Ha'odom, Ha'lamadatah, from here we learn, even if you have an Akum that learns Torah, so therefore, as Tosfos, from this Pasuk and Gemara, we see that the word Ha'odom includes Akum. So how could we say in our Gemara? How could Rav Shimon ben Yochai say in our Gemara that Odom excludes Akum? Where actually there the Gemara says that it includes Akum. And Rashi, because of this question, indeed says the Ramea disagrees with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says Adam excludes Akum. Ramea holds that Adam does not exclude Akum. So according to Rashi, we have now established that this halacha that we're learning in our Gemara, that there is no tumas oil by an Akum, is only according to the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, not according to the opinion of Ramea. The Reinu Tam in Tosfos says there's a difference between when the Torah uses the word Adam versus when the Torah uses the word Ha'adam. When the Torah uses the word Adam, it indeed excludes Akum. But when the Torah uses the word Ha'adam, it includes Akum. So therefore, when it's speaking about Tumas Oil, and the Torah uses the word Adam, so indeed, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, it excludes Akum. However, the Pasuk in the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Ramea teaches us, includes Akum because it says Ha'adam. And I saw that the Chassam Sofer in Charles Tshuva's Chassam Sofer, Yerideya, Simon Shin Lamed Vav, it quotes the Sefer Teres Chaim that explains what's the difference between the word Ha'adam and the word Adam. So he says, when the Torah uses the word Ha'adam, the Torah means there's the Adam, which is the Neshama. That is what really makes up, that's really what is critical to us. And then there's the Ha'adam, the guf that comes along with the person. That applies to Akum as much as there is to Yisraelim. However, when the Torah speaks, and that's why when the Torah says Ha'adam, it's not limited to Yisrael, it includes Akum as well. However, when the Torah uses the word Adam, It only speaks about the neshama. And as we discussed at the end of the previous year, Klal Yisrael's neshama is a different neshama than the neshama of the Akum. And furthermore, as we explained in the previous year from Darizal, that's actually why there's only Tumas Oil, according to Rishim Ben Yochai, by Akum, by Yisrael, not by Akum. Because our neshama is different. And that's why we can understand why Tosfos explains there's a difference between when the Torah uses the word Adam versus when the Torah uses the word Ha-Adam. Rabbi Avraham Nahar gives a different explanation. He says, of course, typically, when the Torah uses the word Adam, it excludes Akum. But over there, if we read the Pasuk says, V'shamatim es chukosei ves mishpatai, which obviously is speaking only to Klal Yisrael, for only Klal Yisrael are obligated in the Tarayig mitzvahs. And then, the Pasuk continues, Asher asa oisem ha'odam v'chai bohem. So obviously the Pasuk, by saying ha'odam, is coming to include not just Yisrael, who was spoken to at the beginning of the Pasuk, but even ha'odam the Akum. In other words, what he's saying is we have to look in the context. If the context is, sometimes the context leads us to understand that it includes Akum, sometimes the context leads us to understand that Akum are not included. So the Gemara continues, Neisvei, how can we say that Adam excludes Akum? When the Pasuk says V'nefesh Adam, the Pasuk by Melchemes Midyan, which as we discussed in the previous year, may be the entire reason this sugya is mentioned here. The Pasuk says V'nefesh Adam Shisha Asa Elef, and there it's speaking about the Akum. So we see that Adam includes Akum, answers the Gemara Mishum Behema, which means as follows. The Pasuk also speaks about the Behemoths. So of course, when we compare the Akum to a behema, of course, he's considered, of course, when we compare Yisrael to Akum, the Akum is included as, Yisrael to Akum to behema is included in Adam. There's a pasuk by Ninve in Yoina. The pasuk says, Ashiyesh by Habim Shneim Esrei Ribui Adam, Ashla Yoda by Yimina Usmaili. And there, obviously, they were speaking about Akum. That's what the city of Nineveh was. It was a city of Akum. Again, answers the Gemara Mishum Behema, because they're being compared to the Behema. When we compare Akum to Behema, of course the Akum is an Adam. As the Gemara further, the Pasuk says, again, by the Mechemes Midyan, Kol Hoyrig Nefesh V'Koch Negei B'Chab whoever came in contact with a corpse, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, will have to be Matar himself. But if only Akum were killed in that war, why do they need to be Matar themselves? If Rav Shimon Yochai says that there's no Tumas oil by an Akum, answers the Gemara, Dilma Iktechad Yisrael. We have to be concerned that maybe one of the Yisrael died in that war as well. And as the Mefarshim explained, if it's a Suffolk, if a Yisrael died in the war, don't we have a halacha, asked the Mefarshim, of Suffolk, Tumah Brishus HaYachid is Tahar. So if it's only a Suffolk, why do they have to be Matar themselves? So the way the Mefarshim give two ways of understanding this Gemara. One way they explain is not that the Gemara means Dilma, that maybe a Yisrael died during the war, but rather what the Gemara means to say is, certainly there must have been a Yisrael who died during the war, and since certainly there must have been a Yisrael who died during the war, we have that to be Matar himself. Or they say, when is the halacha Safek Tumah is Tahar? Only a Safek Tumah in a Rishus HaRabin, but that might have been a Safek Tuma in a Rishus HaYachid. And if there was Safek Tuma in Rishus HaYachid, then the halacha would be that they would have to be, they would have to obviously be Matar themselves. For Abbanim, who disagree with Rav Shimon and hold that Kivrei Akam Amatar, so why did they, what is the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk is saying, V'lo nifka memena ish. No Jew died. So if no Jew died, it was only because of the Akum. And even though it was because of the Akum, yet the halach is they had to be Matai themselves. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who is explaining that the Pasuk does seem to say that there were Jews that died during the war. What does he say is pshat? He says, "Lenifka mena ish laveira." There was nobody that did an aveira, but that doesn't mean that nobody died. Ravina says a different pshat. He says, "Nadim amatinu kro mitmui ba'il." Even though indeed Rav Shimon ben Yochai is teaching us that Akum not Metama Tumas oil, the Ksiv, as we just began the sugya, says Odom Kiyomas ba'oil, Mimag v'masa. However, when we speak about coming in direct contact with a dead corpse of an Akum, certainly Mimatina Kro, Akum are included, and that's why even in the war they had to be Matan themselves, because even if Tumas oil doesn't apply, but certainly Tumas Maga Umasu applies. And since Tumas Maga Umasu applies, they had to be Matar themselves because they might have come in direct contact with a corpse. So when we speak about direct contact with an Akum, Maga Umasu, that we're learning now in the Gemara, is included. Even Rav Shimon ben Yochai says has tuma. There's machlokes rishonim. What does tumas magu masa mean? Some rishonim say that the definition of tumas magu masa means that they come, that someone came in direct contact with the corpse of an akum, and the Gemara is saying that everybody, even Rav Shimon ben Yochai, agrees there would be tuma under those situations. But the Rambam. In Hilchus Avelus actually says that it doesn't only mean coming into direct contact with the corpse, but even in coming in contact with the kever of an Akum, it's metama. And as the Michas Chinuch explains the opinion of the Rambam, the Michas Chinuch explains that since we find that by a kever, there's a din of magu masa by Yisrael, that special din of magu masa, that is metama, does not only apply by Yisrael, it applies by Akum as well. So, and furthermore, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Avelos Perek Yud Aleph, Haloch Aleph, Eretz Amim Gozru Alavira, we find many times in Shas that Chazal said that foreign lands are tamei, and therefore says the Rambam Balochi is the kivin sheichnas roshav ruba eretz amim ba'avir eretz amim. If somebody just comes into the ear space of the eretz amim, nitma. So now we have a very big question: why is eretz amim tamei? Because we're concerned, the Gemara says, that there are akum buried throughout the eretz amim. So if there are Akum buried throughout the Eretz Amim, and we don't know where they're buried, that's why we have to be concerned, and there's Tumma throughout the Eretz Amim. But ask the Mishnah Lamelech, if Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds that there's no Tumas oil by Akum, so even if we don't know that there's an Akum buried there, there still should be no concern, because even if there's an Akum buried there, there's no Tumas oil by an Akum. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, a very big chiddush. The Mishnah Lamelech says that even if Rav Shimon ben Yochai will hold that there's no tumas oil by an akum, that's only midaraisa. Midrabanan, even Rav Shimon ben Yochai will agree that there's tumas oil by an akum. So to review, even though our Gemara has taught us that Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds that there's no tumas akum, tumas oil by an akum, we now have a number of different, very, very different opinions. Number one, we mention Rashi's opinion. Rashi said that only Rav Shimon ben Yochai holds that Adam excludes Akum. The Rabbanan, based on the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, don't agree. Furthermore, we now have two very important concepts that we've learned from the Rambam. Number one, we've learned that the Rambam says that Magu Masa, our Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai agrees, applies by Akum. And the Rambam says that the definition of Magu Masa means not just Magu Masa of the mace himself, but even Magu Masa of the kever of an Akum. So if one were to enter a cemetery and touch the kever of an Akum, even Rav Shimon ben Yochai, according to the Rambam, would hold that he's Tamei Midaraisa. And furthermore, we have the other Rambam, based on the explanation of the Mishnah Lamelech, that says that even Rav Shimon ben Yochai is only saying his halacha midoraisa. But midrabbanan, even Rav Shimon ben Yochai agrees that there's tumas oil by an akum. So we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Avelos, Simen, Yoredeus, Simen Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kivei Akum, Nochan Lazor Koin Mileil Chaleim. It's appropriate that a Koin should not enter a cemetery of Akum. The remark continues, Api Shiesh Makilim, even though there are those that are Makel, for Nochan Lahachmer. Says the remark, it's appropriate to be Machmer, Avel Kever Shalmumer Avaris Kachavim. Furthermore, says the remark, the Kever of a Mumer certainly Metam Kesha Yisrael is considered like the Kever of Yisrael. But on the side here in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a very interesting piece from the Dogel HaMavava. The Dogel HaMavava from the Noid Yehuda says that the Ravid holds that a Kohen who's already Tamei does not have an Isser to become Tamei again. And the basis of this Machlokes Rishonim is what is the Isser for a Kohen to become Tamei? Is the Isser for a Kohen to become Tamei the act of becoming Tamei? And therefore the Halacha will be that even if the Kohen is already Tamei, he may not become Tamei again? Or is the Isser for him to be Tamei? And if he's already Tamei, then there's no longer Isser. And therefore, says the Dogma of Ava, according to the Ravid, we perhaps could be Makel. Why? He says, we perhaps could be Makel in allowing a Kohen to become Tamei. And he says, because we have a Sfek Sfeika. Sofik if the Halacha is like the Ravid or the Rambam. If the Halacha is like the Ravid, that a Kohen that's already Tamei may become Tamei, so we in general have no issue about Kohanim becoming Tamei, Bizman Azeh, when all of us are Tamei. And even if the Halacha is not like the Ravid, maybe the Halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Kivrei Akum are not Matamei. But it's very interesting. After the Dogma of Ava says this, the Dogma of Ava himself says that I retract. And he says, of course, a Kohen should not become Tamei, even Bizman Azeh may not enter and come in contact with Kivrei Akum. The Pesche Tshuva quotes in Sif Katan Tes, quotes the Dogel Mavava, and he also, of course, quotes the retraction of the Dogel Mavava. But the Pesach Tshuva adds a very interesting point. I'm not exactly sure I understand what the reason for what he says is. He says that even if we don't follow, as the Dogel Mavava is telling us, the opinion of the Ravid, and of course a Kohen, even if he's already Tamei, may not become Tamei again, says the Pesach Tshuva, it could be if a Kohen became Tamei on a specific day, let's say a relative of the Kohen, Rechmon Tzlan, one of the close relatives of the Kohen passed away, and he became Tamei, then says the Piskei Tshuva, on that very day that he became Tamei, he would also be allowed to become Tamei to Kivrei Akum. There we would be able to rely on the Ravid. What's the Nafkamina? I'm not exactly sure. But it's quite clear, after we finished our Shiurim, that this opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that Kivrei Akum are not Metamim, is certainly not the accepted opinion. And one, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah said, a Kohen should not become contact with a kever of an Akum. And now we could understand another answer to the question that we began this series of Shiurim with. The Gemara began with Chayin Amar of Shimon Yochai. First we had in Daf Samach the Sugya, if a Kohen may marry a Goyeris who's less than 3 years old. And then the Gemara began with quoting of Shimon ben Yochai's opinion regarding Kivrei Akum. And we asked, what is the connection between these two sugyas? But now we have an interesting answer. Just like in the previous sugya, where Shimon ben Yochai said that a Kohen may marry a Goyeris who became a Goyeris when she's less than 3 years old, yet the halacha, as the Gemara concluded, is not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, says the Gemara here too. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says that Kivrei Akum are not Matam Boil, but the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Yochai. One should not, Kohanim should not come in contact with the kever, with the oil of a kever of an Akum.